Now, Poole-based Campaigner has slammed a report into the cost of Dorset Police's driver awareness course as a whitewash after a complaint to the Independent Police Complaints Commission that Dorset Police were using the courses as a cash cow. An investigation was conducted by Hampshire Police, overseen by Dorset Police and Crime Commissioner Martin Underhill. Now, the report concluded that Dorset Police did not mislead the public over the improvements made to road safety or the costs of the driver awareness scheme. But Ian Bellchamber from the group Dorset Speed says his questions and concerns remain unanswered.
I've got the report right here. It's a big sort of lever arch file that's absolutely full. Mostly 400 pages of irrelevant waffle. And there's tons of stuff in there that really isn't relevant to this case. And the things that they really should have dug into, they've entirely missed. It looks to me as if this is throwing a huge amount of volume of paper at something and just hoping it will go away.
Ian Bellchamber, who joins us live, incidentally, very shortly. First, though, Tristan Pascoe joining us with some background to the story and joining us live from Poole this morning. So, Tris, what essentially was the substance of the complaint to the Independent Police Commission?
Well, Julian, this is the result of a long-standing investigation and something that, well, as always with these things, there are two sides. I'll try and make it as simple as possible. Back in 2012, the group Dorset Speed brought this complaint to the IPCC, the Independent Police Complaints Commission, partly about the cost of the driver awareness course in Dorset being more expensive, as we've reported on this programme, than most other forces in the country, between £10 and £20 more expensive, and also partly because, as Dorset Police were not joined up in the nationwide scheme run by other forces of driver awareness courses, that in Dorset they could order drivers to do the course again and again, effectively, within a three-year period, unlike the national scheme. The implication in the complaint being that that was as a primarily money-making exercise for the police and not for reasons of road safety. Now, Ian Bellchamber's complaint from the group Dorset Speed also questioned the use of so-called speed on green cameras, referring particularly to Holes Bay Road in Poole, alleging that as there were no killed or serious injury accidents there to justify a speed camera being installed for road safety reasons, that too was a purely money-making exercise. Now, Hampshire Police investigated these and other complaints. It was overseen by Martin Underhill, the Dorset Police and Crime Commissioner, and the report released last week effectively exonerates Dorset from misleading the public. But Martin Underhill has called for changes as a result of this investigation and subsequent report, that the driver awareness course, now run by Dorset Police independently, is to be suspended from now and will only be available to drivers who've not already attended a course anywhere within the last 3 years. It does, though, beg the question, why, after an investigation by a neighbouring force that concludes that Dorset Police have done nothing wrong and didn't mislead the public, why is Dorset's driver awareness course being suspended and therefore brought into line with other forces around the country? A considerable change, Julian.
Okay, well, listening to that is Ian Bellchamber from the group. You've just heard him there saying that the report was, in his view, 400 pages of mainly waffle. Ian, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me why you think it's that.
Well, I put forward some primary points and have been doing so for a long time, really to do with the money and the transparency of the money and, in particular, the costs for the course. I've also been talking about speed on green ever since, even before enforcement started. That was obviously a money-making scandal. And those are the primary issues of my complaint, which started the IPCC process about 3 years ago.
Now, when we ran this as a big conversation, as you'll know, a number of people got in touch to say that they thought it was wrong that people had to travel from around the country to take the course when they could have taken it down the road. But others rang in to say, you know, if you speed, then you accept whatever the punishment is from wherever you in the country you get caught. What do you say to them?
Well, as I've said before, all I'm looking for is some honesty and transparency. Yes, it's against the law to drive over the speed limit, but I believe it's also against the law to introduce an enforcement and tell people it's about safety when it isn't. I think that's misleading the public, and I believe that's exactly what happened at the speed on green.
Now, you met with Martin Underhill last Friday, and he gave you a copy of the report. Did you manage to have a chat with him?
Well, sort of. But as soon as I started getting to the real meat of the discussion, Time and time again, I was told we had to move on, or it wasn't directly relevant to the complaint, or it would be dealt with later. But it was not. So, yes, there was some opportunity for discussion, but it wasn't a proper discussion at all. Basically, it was just a delivery of Hampshire's report. And I was told that that was all Martin Hunterhill was happy to do, and that was pretty much the end of it.
Right, he's on the show later, so what do you want me to say to him this morning, Ian, that's concerning you most?
I want him to be open and transparent. I want the question that I've been asking for 3 years now, which is why does it need 10 staff on £52,000 to deliver a simple course? That's one of the primary questions I've been asking for a long time.
So just to clarify, that's 10 staff on £52K each?
That's the equivalent that they claimed to run this course, and that was about 3 years ago. And even after this report, I still don't have the answer to that question, and I think that's ridiculous.
Right. How many people do you think should be running this course?
Well, I would have thought two or three, perhaps senior people, perhaps on 50,000, some administrative people, maybe some people to make tea and coffee. I would have thought about half of the amount they're claiming would be reasonable.
Okay.
And even the premises costs seem to be inflated by a factor of three that they claim.
And then what about your comments about having to travel to take the course?
Well, we've worked out what people what the relevant response is to a minor speeding case, and it's basically to go on a course.
But if you come from Aberdeen and you speed in Dorset, are you happy now that that won't be happening anymore?
I'm not completely sure that's the case. I think for the time being, Dorset will still run its own course. I think they have agreed to join the national course, and I don't know how quickly that will happen.
Okay, I shall ask about that. And then as regards speed cameras and whether they're placed in areas where there's an accident record, and indeed there's a record of people losing their lives, what's your point about that?
Well, the speed on green is the perfect example. That was a camera which made £1 million. It was placed on a road with a zero KSI history or zero site history.
What's KSI stand for?
Killed and serious injuries.
Thank you.
And they made £1 million, and there was no opportunity whatsoever for any KSI reduction by that effort.
I understand you're going back to the Independent Police Complaints Commission, who've previously upheld your complaint. What are you going to say to them this time?
Well, incredibly, Mr. Underhill actually released his response, his conclusion to this report, even before I was allowed to see it and comment on it. And that's a basic error which he shouldn't have made. There are actually fundamental errors and omissions in the report, which I could have pointed out to him before he drew his conclusions. But it's looking to me like he's just doing his best to try and make this go away rather than deal with it properly.
We shall leave it there, Ian, and we'll hear what Martin Underhill has to say in the next hour. Thank you for joining us on BBC Radio 7 this morning.
Thank you.
Ian Bell-Chamber, the campaigner from Dorset Speed, and our reporter Tristan Paskin. If you've got a view on that, and obviously I've just told you that Martin Underhill's on the show later, if you've got a question that's raised out of this particular story, you can get in touch 0345 30 30 961.